Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with, I think, one of the bigger arms here in spring training. That's Cody Hall. Cody, great to have you on the show. Spring training, how's it going for you?
It's going great. You know, out here with the World Series champs, you know, getting to work with these guys, sit in the clubhouse with them. I mean, I'm trying to be a sponge here, you know, learn as much as I can before, you know, I go back down. But just trying to take everything in that I possibly can.
Well, we watch you here in spring training. Big fastball, breaking ball. You have command of everything. You had a good year last year at Richmond.
Yeah. I mean, it was a solid year. I worked a lot on my command and my off-speed. I mean, that was a big thing that I was told that I needed to work on, was my off-speed. So, you know, I took that to heart last year in Richmond and did everything that I could to get everything where I needed it to be. And it turned out to be a pretty good year.
Yeah. All right, Cody Hall, our guest here, talk a little bit about his pitching repertoire. Triple digits in your past or future right now?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've ran it up there a couple times. You know, the big thing they say is, you know, velocity is not everything. You know, you got to command the fastball, and that's one thing I'm working on right now. And it's especially in spring training, you know, you're trying to get back into things, you know, so you're not going to see everything you have. You know, it's early. That's what spring training's for, is to get everything ready for the season. So, you know, hopefully it gets back up there by the end of it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. Obviously, you got a good fastball. We can see that when you're on the mound. You have an interesting story. You're 27 years old now. Last year in Richmond, your closer with Hunter Strickland, when he went up, you got the job. But your path into professional baseball, a little different than everyone else. This is a good story.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that I didn't play high school baseball. You know, I was on the team my freshman and sophomore year, but I didn't really get any playing time. I didn't play much. I didn't see it going anywhere, so I ended up not playing my junior and senior year. I started working, you know, getting money for college. And after I graduated, I went to a small school, Baton Rouge Community College, and happened to be walking around and seeing some kids with BRCC baseball shirts on. So I asked one of them, hey, you know, y'all have a baseball team here. And they were like, yeah. So I looked on the internet, saw the number, called the coach, Coach LJ Dupuy. And he said, yeah, you can come try out. We have tryouts. You can come next fall. So I went there as a hitter, and I put together a good showing, made the team, had a really good fall playing first base. And the season came around, and I started struggling with the bat. Well, he noticed that I had a pretty good arm, so he asked me, hey, have you ever pitched before? Well, I hadn't pitched before. I threw two innings maybe my freshman year. You know, I started, like, me and my dad started looking in books and stuff to get the mechanics right. You know, there wasn't a pitching coach there. At both schools I went to, we didn't have pitching coaches. So everything that I tried to do, me and my dad read up and tried to, you know, work on our own on it. And we ended up playing Southern University in the fall when I was at BRCC, and I would pitch against them. And, you know, their coach, he liked me, offered me a scholarship. I talked to some other schools, but, you know, the other schools told me that I didn't fit their program, you know. Like, told me I wasn't good enough to play at their program. So I signed with Southern, went there, and Coach Roger Kadar helped me out a lot. I mean, we didn't have a pitching coach, but both LJ Dupuy and Coach Roger Kadar, they did a lot for me in my career. You know, they stuck with me through the hard times, you know, because I was learning how to pitch. You know, even when I got drafted, I was learning, still learning, and I'm still learning to pitch. And that was a big thing about getting drafted by the Giants. You know, I was big fans of Timmy whenever he came up, you know, and I watched him a lot. And it's been awesome to be here, you know, and be able to watch him pitch in a game. And but being drafted to the Giants was a huge thing for me because I knew how good they were with pitchers. You know, if you look at all their pitchers across the board, they're awesome. They got amazing coaches. And, you know, once I got here is when I really started to learn everything was, you know, my mechanics changed. They changed my mechanics a little bit. And over the years, you know, it's taken time. But everything's starting to fall into place now. You know, there's always, no matter if you're in the minor leagues or the big leagues, there's always things you have to work on. And but just being able to just stay consistent and, you know, just figure it out and work with these guys, it's a great thing for me. But, you know, my story is a little bit different for the fact that, you know, most kids that come through this route, they play high school baseball. You know, they're probably the stars of their team, you know. And my story, I didn't play. So it's a little different route. You know, I don't take anything for granted, but at the same time, I wouldn't change anything. You know, I wouldn't change anything. If I could go back, I wouldn't go back and change, because I feel like I'm on the right step and I'm in the right process. So I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing.
What a great story. Boy, you never know about baseball. Isn't it a wonderful game? People come from all over the world, all sort of backgrounds, and come together as a team. Cody Hall, you've got a good story. Now, in high school, did you play sports at all?
I mean, I was on the football team, but it was the same situation. You know, I wasn't really getting any playing time, so whenever I stopped playing baseball, I stopped playing football. You know, you know, and then that's when my parents were like, hey, you know, maybe you should go try to find a job. So I started working as an electrician and doing electrical work. But, you know, some things happened on the baseball side that were kind of holding me back. And, you know, we started finding out these things. And, you know, I've always been known as a hard worker. And there wasn't enough hard work I could put in. You know, when the couple games that I did get my chance, I made the most of them, but it just didn't ever pan out. So at that point, you know, I've loved this game since I was 5 years old. You know, my dad tells me every day that I told him that I wanted to be a big league baseball player when I was 5 years old. And I have a younger brother who played at my high school. And after I quit playing, you know, I would go watch my brother play. And it was the hardest thing to just watch the game, knowing that I wasn't playing anymore. I would watch my brother. I could probably watch like 5 innings, and then I told my parents, you know, I have to leave. You know, it was just so hard to watch it. And then, you know, once that opportunity came back, you know, and I told my dad, hey, you know, I think I want to try out. You know, I want to try to give this another shot. You know, my dad was always there. My mom and dad, my brother were always there to support me, still are to this day. You know, they told me, hey, if you want to give it a shot, you know, give it a shot. And, you know, it turned out to be a good chance that I took, and I wouldn't trade anything for it.
Boy, what a story. Now, the story is interesting because you go to Southern University, which traditionally has been an all-black school, mm-hmm. and they have great football games, Southern and Grambling and all that, and here you are at Southern University. What was that like?
It was an amazing experience. Going to the school, it's a great school. You know, we're known for our law school. We're known for our nursing school. You know, those are two of the top schools in the state of Louisiana at Southern. A lot of people go there for those schools. And, but my experience there was just, it was amazing. You know, I mean, I went there, get my degree and play baseball, and just on a baseball aspect, it's such a different game in the SWAC conference. You know, the game is played. They always say there's NCAA baseball and there's SWAC baseball, and there's a difference. I mean, when those teams compete against each other, we could play at LSU and get beat really bad, or you know, come play a SWAC school and it's a close. You know, the competition there was just amazing, and just the fight that everybody had. You know, the rivalries we had was just, I mean, the experience I had was amazing. And I mean, I give a lot to Southern University and BRCC, Coach LJ and Coach Roger. I give a lot to them because, you know, that what they did for me was huge in helping my career.
So how many Caucasian players were there at Southern? And what's a school like for someone like you?
I think at the time I was there, we had five Caucasian players, you know. But we also had a lot of guys from Puerto Rico. You know, Roger would go to Puerto Rico and recruit guys to come to the States. So there was a mixture of different races there. So it was pretty cool because, you know, some of the guys that came over, it's like pro ball. You come here and some of the Latin players, they don't know English that well. Well, at Southern, it was the same way. You know, some guys came over to play with us, and they didn't know. So, you know, trying to learn Spanish to speak with them. They're trying to learn English. You know, you're helping each other out, trying to figure it out. It was pretty awesome. And, you know, in school, it was just, you know, it was like any other place. I mean, you just go to class and, you know, do your thing and then practice at the end. So, I mean, I can't really say anything bad about that school at all. I loved it. And, you know, you got guys like Fred Lewis, Ricky Weeks, you know, those guys that went to Southern. So I'm hoping like one day I can get in there and face Ricky, you know, because he likes to come back to Southern when I was there. So one day I would like to get in there and he step in the box just to go at him a little bit.
If I'm not mistaken, Lou Brock, the great Hall of Famer, went to Southern. Buck O'Neill came down there and recruited him and signed him for the Cubs.
He did. He did. I mean, that's probably the biggest name we have out of Southern. I mean, there's a lot of talent. I mean, I played with a lot of guys that the talent level, I mean, it's unbelievable there. And guys that we played against, I mean, the guys that were on my team, I mean, we weren't always the best team stats-wise or talent-wise, but we were a team that's going to go out there and we were going to compete. You know, that's one thing Roger taught us was preparation meets opportunity. When preparation meets opportunity, and we would go out there and compete all the time. And that was one thing that Roger was really good at getting across to us. I mean, we weren't always the best team on the paper, but that didn't mean we weren't going to not come in and give you everything we had to try to beat you.
Boy, what a great story from Cody Hall. Fans, you're going to hear from him. I saw him pitch. He's got the big arm and command, and you know he's got the work ethic. What did you major in at Southern?
Education. When I went to BRCC, I was going to pharmacy school. That's what I wanted to get my grades up to go to pharmacy school. But once baseball started, you know, all the practicing stuff, pharmacy school was just a little bit, that and baseball together was too much. So I went into education because, you know, I said that if baseball didn't work out, I would like to be a coach and try to help guys, you know, get to the next level. And even now, when I go back home in the offseason, I go back to my high school, I go back to my colleges, and I try to work with these pitchers and, you know, give them the insight of what we do. You know, sometimes people think that this is just us having fun out here. And yeah, we have fun, but this is our job. So we take it serious, and there's a lot of stuff that's goes under the table that people don't know the work that we have to put in. So when I go back home, not only working with their mechanics and working with pitches, is I try to, you know, let them know that, you know, the hard work that you have to put in is it's beyond believable. I mean, these guys, and being here, seeing these, you know, Bumgarner, Strickland, Posey, Pence, and the list goes on. Casilla, I mean, these guys work out hard. You know, there's no being lazy around here. And that's one thing that I try to do when I go back. So being in education, that's what I wanted to do, was be able to give back, you know, give somebody else. Maybe I can give one kid that opportunity, teach him one thing that bumps his career and he gets an opportunity to play at the next level.
All right, great story. I love the interview. The fans are going to enjoy this, and congratulations. We're going to hear a lot of you, and I appreciate you being on. This is a great story.
Thank you.
All right, that's Cody Hall, fans. You're going to hear a lot about him right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.